Kroger Tender-A Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beef steak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender, brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy, and you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. Now, Hearts in Harmony. Though Professor Stuart Rogers was able to make Penny Gibbs see the inadvisability of keeping the job with Mrs. Carleton, Mrs. Carleton convinced Penny that it was better to continue with her work. It's the next morning now as Freddie is leaving for the dairy farm. He says,
"Hey, Gibbsy, did you see old Lady Carleton yesterday?"
"Yes, I did, Freddie."
"The prof talked some sense into you then, huh?"
"Well, if he did, Mrs. Carleton talked me out of it again."
"What do you mean?"
"Just what I said, I'm not quitting."
"You're not quitting?"
"Nope."
"But, Gibbsy, the prof told me that you..."
"Professor Rogers told me it would be smart for me to quit the job, and I agreed with him. I admit it."
"Well, then why didn't you tell that Carlton dame you was through?"
"Well, Freddie, I did, but she made me see where it wasn't exactly the smartest thing to do."
"You mean she beat you over the head with that big cane of hers?"
"Oh, no. She didn't even come close to it, though I thought she was for a minute."
"Well, she must have hit you with something."
"No. No, Freddie. Just good common sense."
"Look, Gibbsy, there ain't no sense to that job of yours with Carrie Carleton, good, common, or otherwise. She just plain scared you into keeping that job, didn't she?"
"No. She just made me see where and why I ought to keep it. Freddie, she was awfully nice. She said that I could quit if I really wanted to."
"But you didn't quit."
"No. After she got through talking to me, I didn't want to."
"Well, I still say that she scared you into it."
"There was nothing she said that frightened me. Give me credit for having at least a small mind of my own. I listened to what the professor said, and I listened to what Mrs. Carleton said."
"Yeah?"
"And I decided to do it Mrs. Carleton's way."
"What you really mean is that you decided to do it the wrong way."
"No, Freddie, I don't think so. Not anymore."
"No? Well, what about that trouble you were scared about getting into?"
"I'll get out of it."
"What makes you think so, though, Gibbsy? Just because Mrs. Carleton says so?"
"Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Carleton ought to know, Freddie. After all, she knows a great deal more about this than I do."
"You mean you still don't know all about what you're going to have to do for her?"
"Well, I don't know everything I'll have to do, no. But what's wrong with that?"
"What's wrong with it? Well, there's plenty wrong with it."
"Really? Well, you don't think there's anything wrong with your job at the dairy, do you?"
"Oh, heck no. I know what I'm getting into and what I'm going to have to do."
"You just think so, Freddie. You don't know what the situation will be a month or 6 months or a year from now. You may be doing things at the dairy you never dreamed of."
"Yeah, that may be all right and so, but at least there won't be no mystery about it."
"Freddie, there wouldn't be a mystery about what I'm doing for Mrs. Carleton and what I'm doing for her in the future. It'd all be out in the open, except that right now it just can't be."
"Well, why not?"
"Because it just can't be done that way, that's all."
"Now, Gibbsy, why can't it be done that way?"
"Because it can't, Freddie. It has to remain a secret for as long as possible."
"Ah.
Look, I've told you 1,000 times not to ask me so many questions about it. Freddie, listen, I can't answer any of them."
"Okay, okay, I'm through with the asking. And I sure wish that you'd change your mind about that job. And tell old Lady Carleton to give her job to somebody else."
"I'm sorry, Freddie. It can't be done that way. Now, look, let's not argue about it."
"Okay. Okay, Gibbsy, you win. But when that curly head of yours begins to disappear underneath the quicksand, you won't mind if I just yell one little I told you so, will you?
No. No, I won't mind. But I'm sure you'll never have to say it, Freddy. Yes, sir, I'm very sure.
Well, I wish I was. Look, Gibbsy, you just be a good girl now, and you think about what the prof said to you. You know, he ain't no dope. And if he wants you to quit that job, maybe you ought to think some more about it.
All right, Freddy, I'll think about it, but I'm afraid that's all I will do. Well, now, let's see, what time is it? You going to the farm?
Yeah, we're installing the bottle sterilizer today, and then I guess we're all set and ready to go.
Oh, Freddy, that's good. Oh, say hello to Mr. Williams for me, will you?
Yeah, sure thing. But you say goodbye to Mrs. Carlton, will you, Gibbsy? I still got a hunch that she'll be awfully happy if you do.
Oh, hello, Freddy.
Hi there, Mr. Williams. Hey, I see that new load of feed got here okay. We got enough room in the loft for all of that?
Oh, yes, plenty of room. Hey, come on in the house, Freddy. We have a problem.
Oh, now what? Those guys we hired to run the dairy ain't going to show up?
No, they're ready to go to work the minute we say so, but now I don't know when to tell them to start.
Well, how come?
Well, it's the herd.
The herd? You mean the guy backs out on selling us those cows? Nice and warm in here anyway.
Yeah, that old wood from the barn burns in a nice hot flame. No, son, the herd we ordered has been delivered to us all right.
Yeah?
Only, I don't know how we're going to get it.
You mean the herd's right here in Rossville already?
Yep, arrived this morning. And we owe more money than I thought. There's $3,000 due on the shipment. All I have is a few hundred.
Uh-huh. I was afraid this would happen before I got that dough.
We'll need more than $3,000 if the cattle stay in the railroad pens very long and cost so much a day to pen them and feed them.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess we better get them out of there fast, then.
Yeah, I know, but where are we going to get almost $3,000 in a hurry? The bank won't let us have it.
Yeah, I know about that. Mr. Williams, how much we got now?
We've got $700.
$700, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That means we need $2,300 more. Well, let's see. Who do I know that's got $2,300 in loose change laying around?
That's not change, Freddy. It's a lot of money, and it's the difference between success or failure for us.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me about that, Mr. Williams. The railroad says that we can't have those cows until they get the dough, huh?
That's it.
Well, look. What happens if we don't get the dough? The cows go back to where they came from?
I doubt it. Shipper doesn't want to pay the freight charges. We'll be stuck with that. The round trip.
Mm.
And we'll be out that much money and still have no herd.
Well, guess we just gotta get that herd then.
We have to get the money, Freddy.
Well, same thing. Hey, look, if we get the money, we get the herd, right?
If we get the money.
Uh-huh. Mr. Williams, don't you worry about it, because we're gonna get it.
Where are you going, son?
I'm going back to town. You can install that sterilizer by yourself okay, can't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's swell. I guess I better get hopping along on this dough.
But, Freddy, $2,300, where are you going to get it?
I ain't even got an idea the size of a peanut, but I'll get one the size of a peanut.
Son, listen to me.
Yeah?
Son, don't do anything wrong. I'd rather we lost the herd and never got the dairy started and see you in trouble.
Oh, what are you worried about?
About you, Freddy. I'm afraid you'll be so anxious to get the money you won't care how or what you have to do to get it.
So what? You ain't gonna be in no jail.
Oh, I'm not thinking of myself. I'm thinking of you.
Yeah? Why? You know, I thought you were sore at me.
About what?
About me standing up north the other night and taking Madeline Dodge out instead.
No, Freddy, I wasn't angry. I was just warning you not to hurt my daughter. You promised you wouldn't. I don't want you to break that promise no matter what else you do.
You mean you ain't sore then, huh?
No.
Well, that's something anyway. Because Nora is. You know, she ain't talked to me since that night.
Don't worry. She will again if you want her to.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Look, Mr. Williams, I gotta beat it back into town. You know, we ain't got much time to waste.
No, we haven't. The sooner we get the herd out of the hands of the railroad, the less it'll cost us.
Don't you worry about it. I'll get that money, and real quick, too. Well, so long.
Goodbye and good luck, son.
Yeah, sure. I'll see you later on.
Good. Let me know how you're doing, will you?
Well, I can tell you right now because I'm going to be doing great. So long.
Bye, son.
I'll get it, Nora.
All right, Miss
Gibbs. Hello? 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 That's funny.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Oh, hello, Freddie.
Well, don't hang up on account of me.
No, I didn't. The phone just rang, but there was no answer.
Oh, yeah? That's funny.
Don't understand that. It's happened several times lately. I can tell there's someone at the other end of the line, too.
Well, somebody maybe to trying to find out if you're home. You know, that could be.
No, Freddie, I don't think so. It's probably just someone who enjoys being a nuisance. How is Mr. Williams?
Well, he's okay. But he's going to have some more gray hairs pretty soon, though.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, not that much, Gibbsy. Just that we need $2,300.
$2,300?
Yeah. Our herd got into town today, and the railroad can't let us have it until we kick through with the rest of the dough. We need $3,000. All we got now is 700.
Oh, Freddie, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible 2,300 times. See, look, Gibbsy, you ain't got that much dough that you could lend us.
Oh, I wish I did, Freddie.
Well, I know that you would let me have it if you did. You ain't like my pal Madeline Dodge.
You mean you asked Madeline for the money?
Well, no, not exactly. I didn't, but I knew we was going to need some more dough like this, so I took her out to the dairy the other night to see how she liked the place.
And she liked it.
Nah, she said it bored her stiff. And I was sore about that, and what's more, I wrecked a perfectly good evening just to take her out there, too. And besides all, I got myself in touch with Dora.
That's the night you were supposed to take Nora to the movies, isn't it? You should have explained to Nora about that, Freddie.
Explain it to her? How could I? She won't even talk to me.
Oh, I'll talk to you now.
Nora, dear, come in.
Oh, hi, kid.
I'm feeling a little ashamed of myself, Freddie. I should have known you went out with Miss Dodge for a reason.
Yeah, I did, kid, but didn't do us no good.
I know. I heard as I was coming down the stairs.
Oh, excuse me a minute, will you? I have something in the oven that needs to be looked at.
Yeah, sure, Gibbsy.
Oh, may I help, Miss Gibbs?
No, thanks, Nora.
Freddie?
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, kid.
Can we stop being sorry and be friends?
Sure thing.
Oh, crickets, I feel 10 years younger.
10 years younger? Well, that's great. Now I got me a girl who's only 7 years old.
Oh, you know what I meant.
Yeah, sure I do, kid. I feel a whole lot better myself, too. Maybe I ain't got the kind of money that we need, but looks like I still got the girl that I want.
So Freddie and Nora have patched things up again. But will Freddie be able to get the $2,300 for the herd? And why is Penny getting strange phone calls in which no one answers? Do they have any connection with her job for Mrs. Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle up your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now, your local announcers.